Welcome back to Love Island.
Guys, today's Love Island episode is presented by the ticket app SeatGeek.
Live events are back, and if you're looking for tickets to anything, sports, concerts, whatever, make sure you download the SeatGeek app and use the promo code TMG for $20 off your very first purchase.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Ladies and gentlemen, we are finally in the boring weeks of the show.
Yeah, make some noise. Although they're doing a good job of trying to keep it interesting.
They are. But I can see. I can sense it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're forcing it now.
Yeah.
The drama and stuff just kind of happens on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can tell they're kind of like
seeding
some things, and the games are a little bit more intense, right? Like what we saw last night, the texting to say who your least favorite couple is, that's just straight up like ratting.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's great, because now it's going to cause a mutiny thing, well, some Lord of the Flies situation where they all just start to kill each other and eat each other up.
Exactly.
So I think the investment in Faye's anger, you know, everyone doesn't like Faye, and you know, I don't like Faye, but for the purpose of entertainment, exploiting her emotional intelligence and capacity to just fucking kick off
yeah, about nothing.
Yeah. That little bit at the end of, you know, and by the way, if you're wondering what episode we're on, the one from yesterday.
We got another comment about that. I saw that one.
Yeah, what'd they say?
She was like, I don't like how Cody's being a dick about us asking what episodes, because when I'm watching on Hulu, it's 2 weeks delayed and
oh, well, you know. You also should have got a Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That's not our fault. Poor little dickhead.
Jesus.
I'm just delivering the status quo.
Yeah, okay? No, that's true.
But
no, I'm sorry. Sorry. So just, you know, because I feel bad for being a dick.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was a dick about the episodes.
Yeah, make it up.
The episode we were talking about is yesterday's episode.
Yeah.
So that was the episode that happened the day before today. Which
mm-hmm.
was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's the episode where they do the text game and they find the results.
Yeah, they find the results, and then Priya and Brett go home. And then Priya, you know, the producers told her to do this, which I thought was genius.
Yeah.
She's like, Faye, can I chat to you? Pulls her outside and she's like, I just want to let you know.
I didn't
vote for you. Oh, yeah.
See, but that's what I mean by it's like so calculated now. It's so planned.
Yeah.
Hell, who would ever do that?
Yeah.
That's again, ratting.
Yeah.
They're just getting them to fucking snitch on each other.
Yeah, which is great. 6ix9ine joke.
Oh, there is, yeah. Let me try one. Just like 6ix9ine would have.
Yeah.
What if 6ix9ine were to, that would be like the same as if he were on the show?
Yeah. Okay, here's one.
Okay.
Instagram account, Love Island Memes, UK. Okay.
Yeah.
Priya, when she was telling Faye that she didn't vote for her, and it's a picture of 6ix9ine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
And maybe 7 likes. Yeah.
Background.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, I haven't heard that
Remember
in forever.
That?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Como?
Yeah.
We haven't heard Como in a while.
We haven't heard Como in forever.
We need another Como, man.
Come real sticky. Ah.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
By the way, I like the way that you, I meant to say, I made a note of it in my head when you said, nobody likes Faye, but I don't like Faye as well, too. Also, in addition to other people.
I want to make that clear.
Everyone else doesn't like Faye, but here's the thing. I don't like her, too. No. She sucks.
I loved her little campaign in the most recent episodes where she's trying to get people to rat.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, we didn't vote.
I know.
Right.
And everyone's like. Millie and Liberty are looking at each other like,
right.
Right. Of course not. Of course.
Yeah.
What do we do? And then Faye looks at one of them and they go, totally. We were so loyal to each other. She's gonna fucking kill us. Right.
It was all settling in. Like, as soon as she said that, they're all counting how many knives there were in the kitchen and how many they had to hide and what other blunt force objects she could get her hands on.
they know. It's like they're just like making, you know, like reservations in their head. They know now it's like a 2 to 3 day anger period. So yeah, they just got to weather the storm. And then, yeah.
Yeah, until her Xanax comes in, you know, first class to South America, yeah, or South Africa, wherever they're at. And then they'll be able to, you know, put her down.
Well, here's the thing. The vote was for who do you think is the least compatible couple?
Mm-hmm.
And so every other couple in the house has to vote on every who they think is the most not compatible couple.
Yeah.
And they have to give their bottom two votes, or yeah, top two or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whoever is the two most not compatible.
Yeah.
And so you have to take into account that literally Faye said, Teddy's not funny. I couldn't invite him to my house.
Yeah.
He would not vibe with my parents. I don't know if he's the one. And then she got mad at him and broke up with him.
Yeah.
So it's like for Millie and Liberty to vote like that, it's like not that big of a deal. The thing that I don't know, the whole Jake and Liberty situation is a little bit weird.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this real quick. Would you vote for Faye just because?
What do you mean?
Like if I'm on the show and it's like vote for the two, I think I just play the game and go, I'm gonna vote for her. And maybe we could just
see if we can boot her.
That and fuck it.
Yeah.
You know how funny it would be if one dude in there was, she's like, you know, I don't believe it. I voted for you. I don't think you're good for Teddy at all. I think you're kind of an asshole.
No, I just don't like you.
Yeah. You know?
You and Teddy, I mean, maybe you could go the distance. I don't know. He seems like kind of a pushover, to be honest. But I really just don't like you. I don't want to spend any more time with you.
What is she going to do? Kick and scream at him? And yeah, if she does that, you know how funny it is? Like, what's happened? I told her I don't like her.
It's the one brutally honest American dude.
Yeah, yeah. the total opposite. Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. Hello. All right, be right there, bro. All right, appreciate it. Thank you. Yo,
it's my Nando's.
It's my Nando's is at the front of the villa. Could someone run out and grab my Nando's? Wow, one of the producers just ran onto the pool and flipped me off. That was crazy.
He just went, "You're a snitch."
You're a snitch, dude. Could you, but like, yeah, so I think I would vote for her just because fuck her.
Yeah. Like, why'd you vote for me?
Because fuck
me
you.
Me and Teddy, fuck you, honestly.
Because you're
that's
a dick.
That's it. Because fuck you.
That's the one time they can get back at her.
Wait, Faye, one more thing before you go.
Yeah. Who'd you vote for? I actually wrote it down. Hold on. All right, don't tell anybody. Yeah, so...
Because fuck you. I don't need a reason.
For her, you don't.
I hate you, actually.
Yeah.
That's my reason.
Yeah. This show is so funny because it's funny to see British people not be blunt.
Yeah.
That's why I think the, you know, main magnetism of the show is like English people seeing what it's like to be American.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, they're so full of shit. I've never been like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And watching them try to like flounder around it and then like make the justifications amongst each other is super funny too.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like she said, first of all, if you say, I don't think he's funny, and that's like one of your top three, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Anyone would vote for you.
Yeah.
And the fact that people voted and saved her to me was also a sign that there are more toxic people in this world than there are regular people.
Yeah.
So that's like, of course she stayed.
Yeah, because like half the people voting are like, yeah, it kind of reminds me of my...
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with yelling.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is everyone so bent out about yelling?
What do you mean there are people that don't yell?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, one of the producers just came by and he like grabbed his nuts and just kept walking.
He said, right on this, bitch.
Yeah. Right.
Right on what?
What did we
your
do?
Dick? Right on your dick? All right, his dick is small. So let's get into the Jake and Liberty thing
straight away.
Yeah, because
you, oh, why you don't want to talk about the nothing burger that Priya and Brett were?
Actually, no. Okay, we can talk about them first just because of how infuriating it was in last night's episode where they're playing that stupid-ass game. Actually, the game wasn't that stupid. The game was pretty entertaining. It was like finding out who the UK thinks is the least compatible couple or the smartest couple or athletic or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
The smartest category came up. Who do you guys think the smartest couple or who do you guys think the UK voted as the smartest couple in the house is? And both of them were like and they were like and they just kept hamming it up. They kept being like, if I'm not up there, I'm gonna be mad. And then she's like, cuts to her in the talking headroom, and she was like, if I didn't win that, I would be. It's like, we fucking get it. You're a fucking medical student. We get it. Nobody gives a fuck. This isn't UK's top medical student reality show. It literally doesn't matter at all.
Also, you didn't finish yet.
What do you mean?
She didn't finish school yet. She's not done.
Yeah.
So it's like, who knows?
Brett was the same. He was like, yeah, where's your guys' PhD?
It's like, you don't have one yet, doofus.
What is this? Hottest PhD students of the UK? No one cares.
Dude, also how when she... when they volunteered themselves up there and no one cared.
Yeah.
That is like indicative of real life. No one cares. Hot people don't give a shit.
Yeah.
We're smart. Yeah, you're also fucking boring.
Yeah. Yeah, the gall she had to call him boring.
Yeah. When she's like...
Actually, you know what? She's not that bad. She actually is not that bad.
That marathon running got you.
I got to admit, I went on her Instagram briefly.
Yeah.
And just to see what's up, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I like to see what their lives were like before the show, what they look like, what they, because you can tell what's like important to them or whatever. And she had one post. Go down, scroll down. So this is in April.
Uh huh.
150 kilometers. She ran 150 kilometers. She did 100,000 steps a day. Uh-huh. And she did 58 F45 classes in 15 days.
She definitely doesn't have a
F45 are 45 minute workout classes that are like, super hard.
I see.
She did 50 of them in 15 days. How?
Okay, hold on. Let's do the math there.
That's three a day. It's over three a day.
Yeah.
What? What?
Yeah, you definitely don't have a boyfriend.
Or a job? How are you a medical student?
Yeah, how are you a med student doing all that?
Spend an hour and 45 minutes, or what is that? Two hours and 15 minutes? Is that what that is?
You know what? No, you know what that is? It's cap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of cap.
I smell something in the air reading that. 50 classes in 15 days.
Yeah.
I don't.
What is that?
I don't know. I smell something.
What is that?
If you're listening on audio, I'm smelling a new TMG bucket hat.
Except, you know what?
What?
Those actually don't smell because they're so breathable.
They are actually very breathable. It's a very nice material.
Oh. Guys, new TMG bucket hats in the store. We haven't really discussed when they go live, but they might be live right now.
Yeah.
They might be live tomorrow.
Yeah, they'll be there.
They'll be there. They'll be there.
Just keep an eye out.
Go on the website, tmgpod.com, and get yourself there's a white one, and there's also a slick green one.
Yep. It's teal.
Yeah, it's very, very great. Very late summer.
All right, you know, back to hating on a woman's workout routine.
Okay, I'm impressed by that.
Oh yeah,
that's the type of shit I like to see. I just don't know how that's possible.
Yeah, you would like her to show you how it's possible.
No,
I'm joking. Bullshit, dude. There's no way a girl could work out.
No, but what I was going to say is that I don't think she's that boring because she was actually really funny in that fucking ceremony they had after they all banged.
Yeah.
She was pretty funny in that.
Yeah. Wait, after they all banged.
Don't you remember that? Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
that was
fucked.
Like,
because everyone got horny.
Was like the biggest fucking part of the the first episode after last our episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone got horny. Why did they get horny again?
Because they're all like... They were all like just super into their dudes.
They were
all like, we're going to let them smash.
I thought it was after the lap dance thing, they all got horned up.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Do you guys remember?
Because
I thought it was before that.
No, I thought it was the lap dance. And then they all got horned up, and then everyone was like, yeah, I let him. I did.
Yeah.
I did. They're all, you know, celebrating.
That's the first time I've seen that happen on the show, though.
Yeah. Just straight.
They all just, like, collectively decided we're all going to bang in the same room. That's never happened before.
Well, not Priya.
Not Priya, but
Brett had to just lay there and listen to fucking...
I mean, not only that, it's like...
Yeah.
Just all over the room. Yeah. Just different sort of...
Or just rustling comforters. Just.
I like to think they just go full blown.
Legs in the air.
Quiet.
Oh, yes. Commensurate.
I fancy this.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, inquisitive.
You are so fit.
Absolutely.
Inquisitive. Quiet.
What do you think Hugo sounds like when he's getting knobbed off?
Oh,
not that. That's such a sus-ass question. It's got to take the L on that. See, that's the problem when you try to write sketch in real time. You're just liable to say some gay shit. I mean, just, I've never heard that dude whisper. You know? So, you know, like, you might get topped off. You might let out a little, like... You know, like a little like soft, but Hugo is like,
oh yeah, oh you're like yeah near the top, yeah I like that. I do like when you suck near the top.
I'm still stuck. What do you think he sounds like getting head? What do you think that guy sounds like getting head?
I mean, he's just, you know, I just thought of his annoying ass voice, and I just pictured him being like.
All right, job done.
Yeah,
job done.
When he nuts all in her fucking
job mouth. Done.
She's like, what the fuck? You're supposed to let me know, stupid. You're supposed to tell me it's coming.
Check mark. Job done. The balls. Don't miss the balls. You want to lick beneath my sack? That's all right with me as well.
Fuck. Yeah, so...
What do you think that dude sounds like getting topped off, man?
That's the new question.
Yeah. Anytime there's a
new guy on the show, yeah.
New season.
What do you think he sounds like getting head? What kind of sounds would that dude make?
Liam.
What about Brett? What kind of sounds would Brett make? Oh, yeah. That sound. Oh, you're so smart. Oh, you're so smart with it. You give the smartest head. It's because of that big brain.
I just picture Priya giving a blowjob, but then stopping halfway through and like talking about your penis like a medical thing.
Yeah.
It's like bending it, pointing at different parts.
This is the main vein.
Yeah.
This is actually where all the blood, if I bit here, you would die.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right. No, yeah. Yeah, totally.
And if I snip this, you'll never have children. Okay.
She puts a finger in your ass.
Yeah.
And this is the prostate.
Yeah.
This right here, quite thick. You might have cancer.
What?
Yeah, you might have cancer. I could feel you got quite a large prostate.
Anyways, what do you think that dude sounds like getting topped off?
Oh man,
Jake and Liberty drama.
Yeah, Jake and Liberty.
Oh wait. Sorry. Before we get into that, we should talk about the lap dance first.
Okay.
Just because we're on subject of like horned up and whatever.
Yeah. When are we not? Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel so bad for Mary.
Why?
In the mermaid outfit.
Oh yeah.
That was the most
rough. They really did her dirty.
They did not help her out.
Yeah.
They were like, what about something that covers your whole body?
Yeah.
She's like, and you want me to like straddle people with it? Like, yeah, we'll cut one side of the dress, you know, but figure out the other side. She's just like.
they really did. They picked the hardest Disney princess to make sexy on land.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't give her like scuba flippers just to make it that much more difficult. Yeah. painted to match the fucking dress, and they're like, give a lap dance in that.
And a scuba.
Yeah, yeah.
And like a fucking goggles and a full-on snorkeling kit. Yeah, it was funny because like even in the talking head like room where they have the dudes go in, and the producer's like, just say how horny you were when they came out.
Yeah.
And what's the guy's name, the football player that she's with?
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Aaron.
Aaron.
Oh.
Aaron was like,
he's not winning any Grammys.
Yeah. Yeah, when Mary came out, I was so turned on. She was so sexy.
I said Grammys, man. I meant fucking.
No, you win a Grammy for that.
Yeah. You think?
Not an Oscar, I don't think.
No, not an Oscar. Yeah, yeah, Grammy, yeah.
Grammy.
Yeah, and the most bullshit thing we've heard all year.
Exactly.
And the biggest pile of shit we've listened to this year, Aaron. Oh, yeah, dude, I was so turned on when she came out, wrapped up like some leftovers, and that green saran wrap, dude. Fuck yeah.
So hot.
And yeah. she's got a full head of hair, so to put another full head of hair on top, that was just rude.
Yeah.
Just... You know,
yeah.
Everyone else was ass naked, literally ass naked.
Yeah.
Maybe she made a request. She was like, look, man, I'm not comfortable putting it all out there like that.
Maybe.
So they're like, okay.
Point.
And they punished her. Oh, you want to hide?
Yeah.
All right, bitch. Mermaid. Yeah.
Very evil.
Mean. It's mean.
Maybe she just like wasn't ratting enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing enough 6'9" behavior.
Exactly.
I know we say this every year, but could you imagine one of us going out in the midst of those dudes?
No.
Like a 5'8 guy just goes out and he's like, hey.
I can't believe.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my best.
Just looking like an emoji. Yeah.
And all the girls are sitting there just like.
Yeah.
How's that?
Get this little man. They're taller than you sitting down around the fire pit. So you're like dancing up at them.
My chub.
Yeah.
My hairy chubs and like just my fucking flubber on my
hitting her kneecaps.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that?
Wait, take a grab of these love handles right here. Yeah, you feel that?
Yeah. Thicker than my penis. Hold on to those. That's right. Daddy comes with a built-in diaper. Baby comes with a built-in diaper. Get a feel for that. Just because they can just like hoist you up with the size of your gut. Hell yeah, baby.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. You ever seen this much hair on an ass?
I thought you were going to fart.
You're just using...
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait a minute. What's this? Oh, that's lunch. That's what that is. That was lunch. You're used to little boy cheeks.
Yeah.
Look at these man cheeks. You see that? Oh, we got to sift through the forest. Uh-oh. How about this? What's up with this back hair? What do you think of that?
That's how you go out there manly? Like, you got like a fucking 8-year-old concept of manliness, so you're bragging about all the hair on your body. They're like, no, man. What? Ew. Like, look at that. None of these guys here have an ass like that.
They're always like grabbing each other's hands and like putting them on their butt.
Yeah.
Grab her hand, just twist it up in your back hair. Uh-oh. Oh, it's tangled up in there.
You got your fucking butt crack hair braided. Pull on that, Millie. Might need to tap Kaz to help you out because that's a lot of hair.
She's like, no. Come on, pull on that.
Come on, pull on it.
Like, don't be scared. Come on, pull on it.
Come on, pull on daddy's horsetail.
That's on there for you. Oh, don't be scared. Come on, pull on it. Oh, she's scared. She doesn't want to pull on the ass brake. Come on, pull on it. She's like, I don't want it. She's looking at the producers.
Hey, I just picture they had a 5'8 dude on there. He'd come out like Mr. Tumnus from, you know, Little Centaur. Like, they'd give him hooves and shit and a little panpipe flute. They're like, yeah, go out there like that, man. He's just like, burr, burr, burr,
burr, burr, burr. He comes out there fucking frolicking.
Yeah. I also pictured a short guy going on there and taking it way too seriously, like being way too good at dancing.
Yeah.
Like he can like pop and lock. He's like a fucking Jabberwocky out there by himself. They're like, it's not really that hot. It's kind of good though.
Cuts to him doing a backflip and splits. Yeah. They're like, I mean, I don't.
He's just doing street performer shit. Guys, I need all the guys to line up out here. I'm going to jump over all of them.
That guy comes out completely painted gold and just stands there perfectly still.
Oh, he got the little whistle in his mouth. They're like,
they're going to do something.
Points to it. He like takes his hat off and he puts it on the ground. It's like, put a dollar in. They're like, oh, has anyone got a dollar? Throw it in the hat and then fucking playing Egyptian Lover, some old ass hip hop shit. And he just.
This is a talent show, right?
Damn. So that's what we would do. Painted solid gold. With a fucking. Oh my God. With a collection hat and a robotic whistle, man. Jesus Christ.
He was the sexiest human statue I've ever seen.
Fucking Teddy's dance killed me because his face was so innocent, but he was just banging cock in their face.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like,
I know.
He's just like all smiles and he hops and he's like, yeah, fucking.
I know. It was really intense. It was really intense. And then was it Millie in the interview room? Someone was like,
yeah, it was Millie.
What was it?
She's like, oh, I love looking at his PhD.
Yeah.
And if you know anything, it's not anything to do with school. We know.
Yeah, no, we know. Yeah. I didn't know, actually. I was like, what does that mean? And Kelsey was like, I think he's pretty huge dick. And I was like, ah. Yeah,
no, dude.
Never heard that before.
No, dude. It means pussy hurting device.
Yeah. Yeah, he was slinging dick.
Yeah, it was just like,
just,
and all the girls were like, you remember what Faye said?
What did she say?
She's like, my mouth is watering, this is embarrassing. I was like, that's crazy. I've never heard of a woman like salivating,
yeah,
after getting cock banged in their face. That is nuts. Man, I've never been a male stripper, so maybe it's a common thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. She was like, "My mouth is watering."
If I was though, I mean, my back hair.
Yeah.
I'd be going crazy.
Yeah,
if my mouth was watering over the upper shoulder hair he has.
Now I'm picturing squatting, like being a dude, but having the biggest ass on the show.
Yeah.
So when you bend over, you look like a horse, and like your braided ass cheeks hair just looks like a horse's tail. And you're like, pull on it, ride the stallion, mama.
Come on. I know this is what you guys really like.
Yeah, baby. You know, Zorro wish he could ride a horse like this, bitch. Yeah, so. Who do you think had the best lap dance?
Hmm?
Who do you think had the best lap dance? Better not say a girl, otherwise you get in trouble.
So, you know what? You know who?
Who?
Liam.
Oh, because he did the, what's the, you don't want to go to work. Like, yeah. That's the outfit they gave him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, kind of like Mary. Every other guy was stripping down to like a thong.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm going to keep jeans on the whole time.
Yeah.
And he killed it.
Yeah. And then the whole stripper move where he, hoisted Millie up.
Yep.
That whole shit.
Yep.
That, you know, we can get into the Jake drama, but that like, Tekken move he did to Liberty, I thought he broke her kneecaps.
What did he do?
When he like laid her on her stomach and then he like interlocked his legs and like pulled her over.
Yeah. Yeah, because that moment where he like really thrust didn't really go too smoothly.
No.
And she was kind of like, ah!
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like,
my eyes! Liberty's thighs.
That shit is going to show
up. My thighs!
This is going to show up on the Joe Rogan podcast. He's going to be like, look at the way he interlocks his ankles.
That's good.
Look at the way he locks his legs.
Wow.
Yeah, that whole move was crazy. And then Mary was, you know, in the booth. She was like, he could be a male stripper.
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, yeah, those moves,
yeah,
pretty fucking intense.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just thought about like.
I think he was or something. I don't know how you'd know how to do that shit if you weren't.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, I just thought of, I'm just laughing at the idea of some like weenie ass married couples on the couch and all the wives being like, "Who do you guys think had the best dance?" All dudes like, Tyler.
Yeah.
Tyler was the best.
Yeah.
The girls aren't even that good at it, honestly.
Yeah, the guys really did a great job.
Like, the girls won, but I think the dudes won.
Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah. The dudes won better.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, no, like, not even any of the girls were really that sexy, honestly. Yeah, so Jake the Snake.
Yeah, so I was weird to me because so basically what happened
saying
was
saying I love you on a reality show? Yeah, that's fucking weird.
I mean there was that, and then like everyone is kind of, I don't know, like they're having these moments that have always happened on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be like happy and celebrating them, but then she goes back to the girls and they're all like, "He's playing you."
Yeah.
He's playing you for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, yeah, he is. He does seem like a snake, but maybe that's just like the way he is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's not really that charismatic. He just kind of seems like he's not being genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And like, could you imagine how frustrating that would be if he actually was in love with her?
Yeah.
There's a little chance that he might actually be in love with her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not taking his side by any means. I just thought that's like a funny way to think about it.
Yeah. Is it like, you know? Maybe she got too ahead. The ladies are like, we're not going to let someone find true love before we do.
Yeah.
He's lying to you.
Yeah.
No.
Or even when she was like, sorry, when she was like, when they're having that graduation ceremony for them all having sex in the same room at the same time.
Yeah.
And she was like, she went up and did it herself. And then she was in the interview room and she was like, yeah, I'm lying. Like, I didn't do it last night, but it's like happened before. So I'll graduate with them. It's like, damn, you guys were really on it early.
Oh, yeah. Super early.
They hopped into it.
You know what was funny was like Kaz really have, you could see the moral conflict in her eyeballs to the back where she's like, do I tell her I think he's full of shit? Like she just couldn't in that whole moment. She's like, well, do you think I'm being an idiot? And it's like, now's the time. Yeah. Be her best friend and say what you feel. And she's just like,
yeah.
So
what do you think? Do you think he's a snake?
I paid attention to Kaz and everyone else because I felt that Faye's instinct with everything is always to get super irate. She goes to fucking 30 out of 10. I feel like you can't always trust her judgment. Granted, she does make some decent reads on things. So I was paying attention to Kaz and other people, and the fact that they were so tongue-tied indicated to me that they themselves were doubting, like, ah, is this just like a little theory we're all coming up with and now we're finding it? You know, is this like confirmation bias? So that's kind of where I'm at, where I'm like, I'm with you. I think it's a greater percentage that he's just, no, you know what? It's this. I think he's so used to being a player.
Yeah.
That he's never maybe been that genuine with someone.
Yeah.
So when he goes to express that, the only things he knows how to say like are those things. So it's like this weird hybrid of, you know, I've said this before, but I mean it this time.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah.
And so you're just sort of like, ugh.
And the whole thing is prefaced by this video clip, him saying, I didn't want to rip her clothes off when we first met.
Yeah.
So, like, clearly he wasn't 100% physically attracted to her when they first met.
Yeah.
And she kind of, like, grew on him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, there's this weird undertone of, like, you weren't there from the beginning. You weren't all about it.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're all about it and you're trying to convince everyone and no one's, like, everyone's kind of like, these is just, your intentions aren't pure.
Yeah. So, that's where I do get people being like, oh yeah, what the fuck, like this dude.
I get it too. I mean, like he said, like you sat her down, and he was like, no, like, all of a sudden, like the words are just spilling out, like I love you, and we're like, now,
yeah, it's
a pretty coincidental time for the words to just fucking spill out,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
can't control it,
yeah.
All of a sudden, I love you so much. It's like I really love you. It's like, yeah, but it's because she confronted you and said, do you love me? Basically,
yeah, and you know the look on his face when they were like. You know, basically they think you've like not been genuine when you said it. And he's like, I just lost 50,000 euros.
Yeah, exactly.
I fucked it. Oh, fuck. So now he's on this weird campaign. Even, yeah, that's the thing. His talking head interviews feel really campaignish.
Yeah.
You know, he's up in there like, oh, what you mean? And you don't believe me.
Yeah.
I lie. And he's like doing all this like talking direct to the audience thing. Toby did that once and like he learned his lesson and he just like tuned it out.
Yeah.
By the way, I love how Toby, it's the complete inverse where Toby now is the one giving everyone advice and he's being the one who's like real. And
I know.
That was the funniest shit where Jake was like, I need to know who said it. And then Toby's like, that doesn't matter, dude.
Yeah.
It's about her right now. That was like,
didn't want to rat his girl out.
That, but also like, it was kind of true. Like, he's like, you need to take that up with her. Like, this isn't even like a he said, she said thing. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it was like.
But even the guys are kind of like, even Toby's advice, like, no, it's just you and Lib. It's just you and Lib. Like, this is like not the greatest. I mean, I guess it is the only advice that, but even them, they don't seem to believe it.
No,
They're almost like, you don't love her, dude.
Yeah, and now that you bring that up, that is such a good point, because all of them were kind of like, yeah, I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
And I would actually say they did that with Toby, and I feel that Toby kind of, like, he kind of grew through it a little bit, and then he was learned how to be honest with himself. But he would listen, and the fact that Jake is, like, doubling down so hard, I don't know. I don't know if anger would be the appropriate response where someone's like, yo, you just said I love you to her, but no one believes you.
Yeah.
I think that would more inspire hurt. Like, you're not going to go attack people. Like, you're like, what the fuck did I do? It'd be like a lot of self-blame.
I think that's what he was doing a little bit. That's why he was like, I got to get out of this place. Like, I don't know. He just kind of felt trapped, I feel like.
Yeah.
Why a part of me was like, damn, maybe he's like actually telling the truth. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the words really were spilling out of him.
Yeah. And then he's just like, I don't know. I'd never fucking. Well, this headline is awesome. And this maybe kind of puts the point on it. Jake's dad has said he's too stupid to have a game plan in Love Island.
His own dad. That's great.
Listen, I love
my son? No, the kid's an idiot.
Yeah. I love my boy, but he's just too fucking dumb.
Yeah, no, there's nothing going on that guy's brain. No. He's thinking about Liberty's boobs. That's what he's thinking about. This doesn't go further than that. Trust me.
My son with a game plan? Yeah, fucking right. How do you think he ended up being a water engineer?
What is a water engineer?
He's like a plumber.
It? Oh, a plumber.
Yeah, he's just being a dick.
Yeah.
You think my kid, plumber, he's got a game plan? Come on. He had a lot of sex and realized he needed to make some money. So it's the most lucrative thing possible without too much commitment.
My kid with the full leg sleeve?
No.
Nah, come on. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You seen those fucking tattoos on his body? He doesn't even know what half of them mean.
Yeah, the scripture ones, the ones that are all like,
he has no idea what
hieroglyphics, pretty much. Not what.
You think my son, a white ass kid from the UK with a whole bunch of Arabic inscribed on him,
yeah,
has a game plan? He's got no idea what he's doing ever.
Is it Arabic?
No, I don't know. It's like,
okay, yeah.
I'm just like, it's got like a, like, it's not Arabic. It's more like, I don't know. It looks like not, I don't know how you describe it. Yeah, this looks like a weird scripture. But it's like those like interlocking designs. Like,
yeah,
it's a bunch of like,
but it looks like writing.
Yeah,
sort of. It's like Roman numerals or something like that.
Yeah, it's fucking, no, it's like some Aramaic text.
Yeah,
this is the one from the Clint Eastwood. No, fucking not Clint Eastwood.
It's just a tally of how many girls he's fucked.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I add one every time I have sex.
Search it, Jake Love Island leg tattoo. Okay. We got to find out the truth.
Because we want to get the same one. So, yeah.
These are great. I've seen a bunch of these headlines recently.
Yeah.
Old photos of Mary and Faye have resurfaced, like, before their plastic surgery, and they look different.
So, oh, no.
Shit.
Surprise.
Oh, yeah. Or was it?
By the way, I just don't want any potential plumbers who listen to this podcast think I'm shitting on.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think plumbing is an easy job, but I do think it's
But you don't have to be smart to. No, I'm kidding.
No, it's a trade. So I feel there's no gatekeeping with plumbing. You can literally be anyone and become a plumber, I feel.
Yeah.
It's not like other jobs, like fucking engineering, where half of it is like, you have to go to the good school.
Yeah.
And the meh, 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 meh. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of good programmers out there that are like self-taught, mm-hmm. who have to like, you know, do a bunch of shit before a Google would consider them or something. Plumbing is like, yeah, you could roll straight off a bender and be like, I want to learn.
And make a fuck ton of money too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Always taking jabs at him, but I'm like, he's probably makes decent money. Like,
oh yeah.
Plus,
look at that tattoo. Right,
yeah.
There.
What is that?
Does it say in that article? It's a pretty cool tattoo, actually.
Pretty insane.
I kind of like it. Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I don't.
And the other one's crazy too. Look at that.
Yeah, the gorilla.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
This is just a picture of his package.
Sick.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Any hoozlebees.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I think we'll find out. I think I'm loving how all that negative energy is just going to roll right back onto Faye.
She does look really different in that picture.
Definitely does look different. Yeah. The lips are definitely a lot different. Any hoozlebees.
Any hoozlebees.
Any hoozlebees. That whole Tyler shit with the Love Actually thing, when he was like, you seen that movie? I want to, you know, whatever. Like, asking her to be exclusive with the towels.
Okay.
I was like, damn. That. Would you ever think of some shit like that?
No, but they don't do that shit.
Yeah, it's true. It's the producers.
Yes,
yeah,
they have people there that totally choreograph all that shit. You think these guys just think of this shit every single season?
Thank you.
They do the coordinated dinners where each person brings down a different meal and it's a different memory from the past two. Come on.
No. See, and this is the most important part about Love Island. Ladies, if you're listening, stop giving your boyfriend hell because he didn't do the cute thing you saw on the show. That guy didn't think of it, okay? There's 15 producers back there being like, what's the corniest fucking thing we can come up with to cause hundreds of thousands of arguments while watching this show?
Although I will say, the one thing that I did think was real was Liam's poem.
Yeah.
That probably was real.
Yeah.
Everything that he's done, I 100% believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
I don't think that dude could lie if he tried.
Yeah. I don't think he's a good liar. I think he's like a, he's got like tools, you know? He's like, oh, I fucked up. I'll write her a poem.
Yeah.
And he just like commits.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that.
Oh, he's like a puppy dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, if anyone's too stupid to have a game plan, it's him. Like, dude, yesterday in that fucking, when they're having dinner, and she's like, are these an aphrodisiac? And he's like, no, those are asparagus. And she's like, what? He's like, what do you mean?
Forgot all about that shit.
She's like, you don't know what an aphrodisiac is?
And then,
no.
Then she explains. And he's like, yes, it is. It's aphrodisiac.
Yeah, just force feeds at her. That's what I mean. Shit like that.
Yeah.
He's like, you couldn't hide your feelings at all, dude. He's like, he is so fucking into Millie. It's wild.
Oh, she could have him doing all kinds of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Where? I mean, he already does, but. She's like, put on a set of Birkenstocks, no socks, and I want you to wear salmon shorts.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yeah. No part of him would be like, it's a little emasculating of an outfit.
Let me braid your ass hair.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
Do it.
Yeah.
These not for aphrodisiac.
No, those are asparagus. This shit was so funny.
Oh my god, he's got the chat. It's just unbelievable.
Now, see, no one likes a smart person.
Yeah, just, exactly.
If he said that shit to Priya,
do you not know the difference between aphrodisiac and asparagus?
No.
Oh. I mean, they're not even related. Like, asparagus is a vegetable, aphrodisiac is like a concept. Like, did you not, like, graduate from primary school?
You get owned.
Brett's in the background like, I can tell you the difference.
An aphrodisiac. She's like, you're boring.
That's
the biggest insult that a nerd would call you boring.
I know.
Ow.
Yeah, and then that scene was crazy because she's like, he's kind of boring. Like, I'm really not having fun on this date. And, like, I told him I wanted a coffee for dessert, and he's, like, not making me one. And Mary was like, you're kind of a diva.
That was so hard.
Yeah,
it was like,
so hard, right
Mary
to her
man.
Face.
Yeah,
she's like, am I being a diva? I was like, yeah, you
yeah,
are.
Kind of. It's a first date, bitch. Yeah. Calm down.
You're kind of being a bitch right
now. Yo, shout out to our boys at Love Island. They can't cook. God bless them.
Yeah.
God bless those women for eating some of that sludge that was delivered out to them. Oh, my God, dude. That wet-ass pasta. Also, what the
what the fuck? I know what you're about to say right now. Faye not liking pasta. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That, out of all her transgressions, that's the biggest one.
Yeah.
Faye should, Teddy should have just wiped his mouth, put it on top of the table, and been like, we're done.
Red flag. Out of all the red flags that you've shown this season.
You don't like pasta, my dude? Later.
This is carbonara. This is like the best. Like, how could you not like that?
Bro.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't like pasta. I was just... how?
Yeah.
So there's going to be... We're going to get 1,000 comments just of, I don't like pasta. We're going to wake up all the non-pasta people.
I'm going to buy you all a gift card to John and
Oh, man. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't
know what else really happened. Faye's going to kick off. That'll be good. That'll be a good final week because we got like 10 days left, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
Priya and Brett are gone. And so... Well, yeah, so the results of the bottom three in the couple vote for who they think is the least compatible or whatever was Priya and Brett and Faye and Teddy and Jake and Liberty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so and the Jake and Liberty were safe, and then Brett and Priya got voted off because obviously they're the newest, and she had just finished saying how she thinks she's boring, and then she friend zones him. That's the last thing she does on the show.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we're not going to work, and then... What are you doing? 10 days till the end. What the fuck are you doing? Just
ow. Ow.
Pull a Jake.
Yeah, dude. Sell it.
Yeah, sell it.
You want to be a fucking influencer or do you want to go home?
Yeah. Yeah, and then I go on her Instagram, like I said. She's got 50,000 followers. Nothing. Measly. Pathetic.
Damn.
I'm kidding.
Man, you really went in on her.
No, I'm kidding. But I'm saying, like, you know.
No, yeah. What do you want to be, an influencer or a doctor?
Yeah, exactly.
Doctor, way harder, way more taxing.
Yeah.
It's like, don't you want to just, like, drink shakes on camera and be like, I ate celery today? And
yeah.
Don't you want to just
paid
go hundreds
to...
of millions of dollars?
Exactly. Go to Greece all the time.
Don't you want to be a billion-dollar enterprise just for running and drinking celery shakes?
Exactly.
It's just that easy.
Yeah. Imagine if you could get paid for doing 50 F45 classes in 15 days.
Imagine getting paid to say you did 50 F45 classes and not doing one.
Okay.
You gotta think about these opportunities, man.
Yeah.
Nah, man. She, you know.
Nah, yeah. She stayed, you know, she, I guess she
stayed true to herself.
Stayed true to herself.
True to herself.
Yeah. She bucked herself.
Bucked
she
herself.
Stayed true to herself.
Always.
No regrets. And she told the truth. She told Brett,
I think you're
like a brother
boring.
To me.
Yeah.
And then she goes, let's take a selfie. I was like, that was uncomfortable as fuck.
He was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You just friends. Now what? Now you want to?
Yeah. You'll never be an influencer. That's so weird.
And then at the very end, before they dip, she's like, we said we'll go on one date. What the fuck? What kind of confusing ass shit is that?
Wait, she said that?
Yeah, she's like, we agreed to go on one date. We'll just go for a little coffee date. We'll definitely be friends. You just stringing him along.
Yeah, yeah, just keep him.
Just give him a little.
Yeah.
We can have a date.
On the line.
But we just friends. Yeah. But I might give you a kiss.
I might.
But it's just friends. What is that?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think Faye will... Bold prediction, bro. I think Faye kicking off, she's doing the Jake Paul.
What?
Faye and Teddy going to win it.
You think so?
I think they might beat Chloe and Toby just on the premise of
being
in people's faces.
Liam and Millie are going to win.
No.
Yes, they are. They're going to win. It's a lock already. I tell you that with 100% certainty. It's a lock.
Yeah.
Who said yeah? See?
Yeah. I forgot about them. Yeah.
The producer just fucking agreed with me.
It would be a fucking awesome upset, though, if Faye and Teddy won. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, yeah, it would be. It would be great. Yeah.
City would be on fire.
Oh, yeah. Imagine the after sun.
So tell us, why don't you like pasta? Really?
Tabloids for days, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
We found out this bitch doesn't like pasta. Old pictures have been resurfaced that actually she's eating pasta.
Faye eating pasta.
Here she is pictured in 2016 in an Italian restaurant and she's eating pasta.
Okay, so next episode, though, we got a little preview of next episode, and Faye is very mad at Jake.
Yeah.
Because she's like, no, Jake, you're faking it.
Yeah.
Jake the fake.
Yeah.
She's the most genuine person. And you're pissing me off.
Yeah.
And you voted for us. You had the gall to vote for us. For us. You're pissing me off.
You're pissing me off.
It was so great.
And
when
it punches it on face or on Teddy's face. He's like,
that's the greatest.
Really all you can do there.
Is Jake, it punches on him. And he just goes, Jesus. I thought there's gonna be more drama and like what he's gonna say. He just rolls over. Jesus,
was the pasta that bad?
Yeah, Jesus. Imagine he just said something so mean to her before they cut that part out.
Yeah.
All right, Jake, go over there and tell Faye,
she's a cunt.
She's a yeah.
Call, put it in an American accent.
Yeah, say cunt like an American, and then tell her you don't like fake women. Oh, they give him a pun.
Yeah,
they're like, it's interesting. Hugo, you know, something about Hugo, and like you're the fakest one here. Just make it up. We don't fucking care.
Tell her you can't spell fake without Faye. Tell her that.
Fake, I pull you for a chat.
Yeah, sure.
No, she would go, yeah, fine.
Yeah. So I've been thinking a lot with Lib, and I think you can't spell fake without Faye.
What?
Just the producers are like, good job, buddy.
Good job.
Exactly what we need here.
Yeah, you saved the show. Got 10 days left.
You're a good boy.
You're a winner.
You're a good boy, aren't you, Jake?
Oh, my God. They have like some sick relationship.
You're
in
a
the
good
back.
Boy. Listen, Jake. You may not win this whole thing.
You want some scratches right here? Come here.
But we're going to make you a star.
You're going to be our little influencer.
He's just scratching his beard.
You like to influence, Jake?
He's like, me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like influence.
You like Grease, Jake?
I like Grease.
Do you?
I love it.
Yeah. What do you like about Grease?
It's blue. Blue eyes.
Yeah,
blue water.
Yeah, blue eyes. Blue water. You like to go there. You like skinny bunny tea, Jake?
Dude, this just sounds like a fucking chapter out of the Odyssey or something. You just develop some sick relationship with the ocean. That's what he sees in Liberty's eyes. Liberty's eyes. Grease. Influencer.
What have you done to him? He's a lot weirder than the beginning of the season.
You like Grease, Liberty?
I like Mykonos. I love Mykonos.
Look into his eyes.
Oh my God, it's blue like Grease.
Yeah, and then Jake goes out there and he...
Good boy, Jake.
Yeah.
You're a good boy.
Oh my God. He goes back to the producer's room every time.
I did good. I did good for the producer.
They put him in a high chair.
Yeah. Jake did good job.
Jake did real good job. Now, Jake, it's time for your favorite snack. Jake loves snacks. Little mac and cheese for you.
Yeah. Before I put it in your mouth, What are you?
Jake's a good boy.
Jake, no. Jake's a snake.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a little snake.
Say it again.
I'm a little snake.
Can't spell Jake without snake.
Exactly.
Nice. Are you willing to rat on everyone else in here?
Yep. Eat rats, spit them out. Love rat.
Who do you love?
You guys.
No, who else on the show?
Liberty.
Yep, you sure do.
Love Liberty's eyes. Love Liberty's
so
eyes.
Fucked up.
Dark ass relationship.
Just a fucking,
yeah,
he's like a clone.
Yeah,
he's got just mush for brains, and they're just programming to
first day on set. They sit him, then like, all right, Jake, look to the camera. He's like, all right, and they just lobotomize him. Install a chip in the back of his head, reboot his ass. All right, Jake, who's your favorite?
Liberty.
And what do you like about her?
Her eyes.
Why?
They're blue.
Love. Oh,
love.
Fuck. He's, yeah. Oh, God. He's bugging out again. Love. Liberty's eyes.
Lip, 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 lip.
Blue grease.
Reboot him. Bring him back. Why? That's why when they saw that clip where he's like, yeah, you know, I'm just physically, it's not all there for me. That was moments before they got him.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
I love you. I love you. It's just nuts, man.
I just feel like the words are just coming out. It's they're not coming from me. It's like, it's like, it's just pulling out.
I'm really scared. I love you.
It's like, I don't want to say them, but I love you, Liberty, so much.
They're just rewriting his thoughts all the time.
I don't know how to say I love you.
Help me, Liberty. I love you.
They're in my head. They're in my head. The thoughts about you, they're in my head. I love you. It's a...
Kill me.
I don't want to kiss.
Yeah, my girlfriend.
You're my girlfriend. Help me. Jake's gone really weird.
Do they think... Who thinks I'm not being genuine? I'm not. Help me.
I'm not even English.
I'm being genuine. I am being genuine. I'm not being genuine.
That's when he tried to run out. He was trying to escape, but they fucking made his homing device come back.
Yeah. It was like an invisible fence. Like he gets shocked. He's
I've got to get out of here.
Jake. That wouldn't be very nice, Jake. Don't you want your macaroni?
I love macaroni.
Turn his body around. Jesus fuck, dude. We need to write just a whole show that's this. It's just someone on a...
They're in my head.
I don't want to do this anymore. Well, you could close it out with some Scottish slang.
Yeah.
Scottish.
Scottish accent?
Scottish.
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
It's just probably going to be Irish.
You better settle down. All right.
Old fella.
The old fella.
I mean, that was pretty obvious. Old fella was running around like a bat out of hell. Like a scoundrel. Right?
Yeah, a little pest.
Yeah, that little pest.
What was it?
An old man. Oh, it was literally just an old man.
Oh, horny little deviant. Oh, we're guessing. It's trivia. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
It's trivia.
All right, copy that. All right, next. The young boy is a real skinny, malinky, long legs.
Tall?
This probably means like attractive.
You think so?
No, it's definitely tall.
Yeah, like a Tyler type.
Yeah. Yeah, tall and skinny.
A tall and skinny person, yep. Nailed it.
Thought.
Bogging?
Are pure bogging. Yeah, like bogging you down.
Oh, that would be a sick word for smashing.
These habits of yours are pure bogging. That's
yeah, we bogged. Oh, yeah, we bogged.
Oh, disgusting.
Disgusting.
Nice. This burger is bogging, dude.
This shit is bogging off right now.
No, you know, it was some slang I caught. It was like real indiscreet. Or not real in your face. It was Tyler. He was saying I was gobbed, like gobsmacked. Because I was gobbed, mate. I was gobbed. I was like, that's kind of like that.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Right. Clipe?
Don't be a wee clipe. Or clipe.
Don't be a wee clipe.
Don't be a wee clippy. Tattle. Oh,
a rat.
Oh.
A rat.
6'9", wee little clippy. Wee clipe. Oh, you're sure a wee clipe? That's Irish.
On her off days, she's a bit crabbit.
Crabby?
Yeah, like...
That's the Latin third person tense of crabby.
Yeah. Just that's fey.
Yeah.
Grumpy, yeah. Dofty.
Oh, we know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbass.
Don't be doff.
That dofty couldn't tell sky from sea.
That dumbass. Yeah.
Idiot.
Knew it. Munter?
Munter. I've heard this before. Even on his best days, Charles is still pure munter material.
We used to say munted in Australia for like really fucked up. We'd be like, we got munted last night.
So this is like an idiot, I would assume? Dumbass?
Yeah, maybe.
Munter? Ugly.
Ugly.
Oh, damn.
Oh, maybe the girls were just saying that I was munted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I was really drunk last night. Yeah,
you were really munted.
Nar, you was munted.
Nar, you really munted.
Yo, munter is fucking mean. That has to come from some horrible historical period where that word is like...
True.
Super negative connotation.
Scunnered.
We went for a kiss and got rejected. I was pure scunnered.
Getting curved.
Shocked. Yeah. Disappointed.
Scunnered. I'm not mad. I'm just scunnered.
Oh, that's it.
The end.
All right. We did pretty good. We got like 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Scottish people, let us know how we did.
Look. Guys, we're coming near the end. I know you want to see us play the game. We will be doing a couple bonus episodes playing the game.
Yep.
Exclusively.
Mm-hmm. And next week, you know, is the date. Now it's the fucking date week. Every episode.
You can literally fast forward every dates. Episode.
So next episode is going to be a tough one. We're going to have to really just reach down in some weird places
for
Ben and Joe.
When they talk and date, I don't fucking care.
I don't care at all.
And their conversations are not good.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll plan some fun stuff for next week.
Yeah, pussy.
We'll keep it fun. No worries.
Pussy.
Yeah, pussy.
Show me a pussy. I said pussy and you said we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pussy.
Pussy. Pussy.
Pussy.
Pussy.
Pussy.
Show me a pussy.
Show me a pussy. I wonder what that dude sounds like getting topped off. See you later.